بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Gathering, سورة الحشر. Themes of the Surah. This Surah depicts the absolute power and might of Allah in rewarding those with faith with mutual harmony amongst themselves, in contrast to those who reject faith.
سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Explanation. Every creation in the heavens and in the earth proclaims the purity and sanctity of Allah from everything that does not befit Him. He is the Almighty, whom no one can overcome. The wise in His creation, legislation and decree.
هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار.
He is the one who exiled the Banu Nadir who had disbelieved in Allah and rejected His Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, from their houses in Al-Madinah, the first time towards the Levant region. They were from the Jews, the people of the Torah. After they had broken their treaty and sided with the idolaters against the Messenger, He exiled them towards the Levant. O believers, you did not think they would leave their homes because of the might and strength they possessed, and they themselves thought that their fortress they had fortified would protect them from the might of Allah and His punishment. Then, the might of Allah came upon them in a manner they did not anticipate, when He commanded His Messenger to fight them and exile them from their homes. Allah also put extreme fear into their hearts, and they began demolishing their homes with their own hands from the inside, so that the believers could not take advantage of them, while the Muslims demolished them from the outside. O people of insight, so take heed of what befell them due to their disbelief, and do not be like them, in case you get the same requital as they did, and face the same punishment they faced.
ولولا أن كتب الله عليهم الجلاء لعذبهم في الدنيا ولهم في الآخرة عذاب النار.
Had it not been that Allah had decreed exile for them, He would have punished them in the world with execution and captivity, like He did with their brothers from the Banu Qurayza. And for them in the afterlife is the punishment of the hellfire that awaits them, wherein they shall live forever. Beneficial points. Faith in Allah contradicts befriending His enemies. The connection of faith is the strongest of connections between the people of faith. Faith in Allah is the cause of success in the world and the afterlife.
ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله ومن يشاق الله فإن الله شديد العقاب.
Whatever happened to them happened because they took Allah and His Messenger as enemies through their disbelief and breaking of the treaties. And whoever takes Allah as his enemy, Allah is severe in punishment. So he will soon suffer his severe punishment.
ما قطعتم من لينة أو تركتموها قائمة على أصولها فبإذن الله وليخزي الفاسقين.
O believers, whatever date palm you cut down to infuriate the enemies of Allah in the battle of the Banu Nadir, or you left it standing with its trunk to make use of it, was done with the command of Allah. It was not done to cause destruction on earth like they claimed. It was also done so that Allah could humiliate through it those who left the obedience of Allah from the Jews, those that broke the treaties and chose the path of treason over the path of loyalty.
وَمَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْهُمْ فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ وَلَا رِكَابٍ ولكن الله يسلط رسله على من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير.
And whatever wealth of the Banu Nadir, Allah returned to His Messenger. You did not haste in seeking it through riding on horses or camels, nor did you face any difficulty on acquiring it. Rather, Allah gives power to His Messenger over whatever He wishes, and He has given power to His Messenger over the Banu Nadir, such that He conquered their communities without any fighting. And Allah is capable of everything. Nothing is outside His ability.
ما أفاء الله على رسوله من أهل القرى فلله وللرسول ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين فلله وللرسول ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل كي لا يكون دولة بين الأغنياء منكم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
Whatever wealth of the people of the villages, Allah favored His Messenger with without a fight, it's for Allah. He can give it to whoever He wishes. It is also for the Messenger to own, for his relatives, from the Banu Hashim and the Banu al-Muttalib, in compensation for the charity they have been prevented from accepting, for the orphans, the needy, and the foreigners whose ration has run out. This distribution is so that the wealth is not only confined to the rich rather than the poor. O believers, whatever wealth of the faith the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatever he does not allow you to take, then refrain from it, and be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed. Indeed, Allah is severe in punishment, so fear His punishment.
للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون.
A part of this wealth will be spent on the needy who migrated in the path of Allah and were forced to leave their wealth and offspring, hoping that Allah will confer His grace upon them by providing for them in the world and by becoming pleased with them in the afterlife. They also help Allah and His Messenger by striving in the path of Allah. They are the ones who are truly firmly grounded in faith.
والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون.
After Allah mentioned the migrants and praised them, He mentions the helpers and praises them also, saying, "May He be glorified." And those helpers who inhabited Al-Madinah before the migrants and chose to bring faith in Allah and His Messenger, they love those who migrated to them from Mecca and do not feel any anger or jealousy towards those who migrated in the path of Allah when they are giving any of the faith, whilst not being giving anything themselves. They give priority to the migrants over themselves in worldly shares, even though they themselves are needy and poor. Whoever Allah saves from the greed of his own self for wealth, and he spends it in his path, they are the ones who are successful by achieving whatever they hope for and gaining salvation from whatever they fear. Beneficial points. Treating Allah and His Messenger as enemies is a direct cause of incurring loss in the world and the afterlife. Faith has been legislated and its avenues of expenditure stipulated. The migrant companions and the helpers are both virtuous. Giving preference to others is a great trait from the trait of Islam, which manifested itself in the helpers most beautifully.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
And those who came after these people and followed them with righteousness until the day of judgment say, "O our Lord, forgive us and our brothers in religion, who preceded us in bringing faith in Allah and His Messenger. And do not place any grudge or resentment in our hearts for any of the believers. Our Lord, indeed, You are kind to Your servants and merciful towards them."
ألم تر إلى الذين نافقوا يقولون لإخوانهم الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب لئن أخرجتم لنخرجن معكم ولا نطيع فيكم أحدا أبدا وإن قوتلتم لننصرنكم والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون.
O Messenger, do you not see those that have concealed disbelief and outwardly shown faith, saying to their brothers in disbelief from the Jews, the followers of the distorted Torah, remain in your homes, because we will never abandon you and never give you up. If the Muslims exile you from your homes, we will also live in solidarity with you. And we will never obey anyone and prevent us from leaving with you. And if they were to fight you, we will definitely help you against them. Allah testifies that indeed. The hypocrites are liars in their claims that they will leave with the Jews if they were to be exiled, and that they would fight with them if they were fought against.
لئن أخرجوا لا يخرجون معهم ولئن قوتلوا لا ينصرونهم ولئن نصروهم ليولن الأدبار ثم لا ينصرون.
If the Muslims exile the Jews, they will not leave with them, and if they fight them, they will neither support nor help them, even if they go to help or support them against the Muslims. They will flee from the battlefield, after which the hypocrites will never be helped. Rather, Allah will humiliate and shame them.
لأنتم أشد رهبة في صدورهم من الله. ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يفقهون.
O believers, you are more fearful within the hearts of the Jews and hypocrites than Allah. Their extreme fear of you and feeble fear of Allah is because they are a people who have no understanding. If they have understanding, they would know that Allah is more deserving of being feared, because He is the one who gave you power over them.
لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر بأسهم بينهم شديد تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون.
O believers, the Jews will not fight you united except in dwellings fortified with walls or from behind walls, because they cannot face you due to their cowardice. Their internal might is severe due to their enmity to one another. You think of them to be one force and that their pedestal is one. But the reality is that their hearts are divided and conflicting. This conflict and enmity is because they do not understand. If they were to understand, they would recognize the truth and follow it, not dispute in it.
كمثل الذين من قبلهم قريبا ذاقوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم.
The analogy of these Jews in their disbelief and the punishment that afflicted them is like that of the idolaters of Mecca not so long before them. They tasted the evil consequences of their disbelief, and on the day of Badr, many were killed and others taken captive. They will also face a painful punishment in the afterlife.
كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك قال إني بريء الله رب العالمين.
Their analogy in their listening to the hypocrites is like that of Satan when he beautifies disbelief for the human. Then, when he disbelieves because of this beautification of it, he says, I have nothing to do with you after you have disbelieved. I fear Allah, the Lord of the creations. Beneficial points. The connection of faith is not affected by the prolonging of time or the changing of place. The friendship of the hypocrites is a delusive friendship which disappears at times of difficulty.
قال إني بريء منك إن أخاف الله رب العالمين فكان عاقبتهما أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين.
So the ultimate outcome of Satan and whoever followed him will be that they, meaning the followed Satan and the human followers of his, will be in the hellfire on the day of judgment, wherein they shall have to remain forever. That requital that awaits them is the requital of those who oppress themselves by trespassing the limits of Allah.